Proclamation number 3986 of 27th of February, 1947. Increased knowledge obliges. Explanation for type of knowledge. The opportunity is always open to you to receive clarification about questions which move you, as long as you sincerely desire an answer. Thus you can also expand your knowledge at any time, and you will never need to remain at a standstill. But you must make use of this opportunity. I myself give what I deem necessary and beneficial for your souls. I instruct you to the extent that it is beneficial or necessary for the fulfillment of your earthly task, yet you can increase the measure at any time through your own will if you request what you seem to lack, and I will gladly grant it to you, for I satisfy my own desire if it does not harm them. But increased knowledge also obliges you to use it. What you receive from me you must also pass on, otherwise it would remain unused strength from me. If you now want to be active for me by being willing to let my strength flow over to your fellow human beings, by imparting your knowledge to them which you have received from me, then no limit of knowledge will certainly be set for you by me, but you will be able to penetrate all areas which are otherwise closed to you. Depending on my listeners' willingness to work, I distribute, and now it will also be understandable to you that I first impart the knowledge to my servants on earth which concerns the time of the end, because they are meant to exercise their office during this time, for which a specific knowledge is required. It will be understandable to you that my servants have to provide information about that which most moves people's hearts, about the matter which is still so highly valued by people and whose value therefore has to be thoroughly illuminated, so that they will learn to understand the events of the last days as approved by me, so that the teacher can also refute every other objection. He has certainly also been offered extended knowledge beforehand, yet this knowledge is not absolutely necessary for the people to whom spiritual help is to be brought. They shall merely be pointed to the near end, to the responsibility they bear towards their soul and to the urgency of a change of their soul's nature, to the urgency of diligent soul work, so that it will not perish on the day of judgment. Nevertheless, the individual's thirst for knowledge is also taken into account if he is moved by questions which he presents to me for an answer. Whatever you request, whatever you trustingly ask me for, will be given to you, be it spiritual or earthly goods, if only you believe. For I let neither body nor soul go hungry and consider them as it is beneficial for both. And there are no limits to the knowledge of a person who wants to be of service to me as long as he wants to use this knowledge in order to work for my kingdom on this earth. For this is the most important thing in the coming time, that my servants are restlessly active because the end is near and that they help to rescue those of good will from the darkness. Amen.